Support for today's broadcast comes from Community Blood Services of Illinois, providing all donated blood for patients in Champaign-Urbana, Charleston, Mattoon, Danville, and Effingham. It takes about 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation. It's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. Four labor unions are criticizing House Speaker Michael Madigan over a political memo urging an impeachment investigation of Governor Rod Blagojevich. The unions representing Teamsters, service employees, and thousands of other workers sent the letter yesterday to members of the State Central Committee, the governing body of the State Democratic Party. A memo from Madigan's staff that was first disclosed this week by the Associated Press lists a number of reasons why Blagojevich should be impeached. The unions say it's a misguided use of energy and resources. They want party leaders to push Madigan to focus on the priorities of working people. Madigan spokesman Steve Brown says the speaker shares those core goals and is working hard to achieve them. Illinois' Department of Human Services has let conditions slide so much at two state facilities that they've been stripped of federal certification. As Amanda Vinicky reports, that's because of it, Illinois has already lost large sums of money.
Last year, the federal government found both the Tinley Park Mental Health Center and the William A. Howe Developmental Center, also in Tinley Park, unworthy of serving patients on Medicare or Medicaid. One remark noted an immediate jeopardy to the health and safety of patients. A new state audit takes Governor Rod Blagojevich's administration to task for allowing it to happen. Here's Auditor General William Holland.
As a result, there's not only lost revenue to the state, but it is also indicative of a diminished level of care for the residents of these facilities. And that's truly unfortunate.
That financial loss could top $26 million annually. In response to the audit, Department of Human Services officials said they would develop a plan to try for recertification. A spokesman says both facilities have since made major improvements and are on the way. He adds that neither home was ever unsafe. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A lengthy private session took place yesterday, and more talks are scheduled this weekend to iron out specifics of a proposed contract between Champaign County and a consultant for its ailing nursing home. The county's nursing home board of directors has been talking with Management Performance Associates about helping run the home. It's been losing money monthly and now faces the potential loss of federal money without answering state violations. Under discussion are two potential contracts, one to offer consultant services and one to manage the facility. The Champaign County Board has the final say over the home's governance. Caterpillar is planning to invest $1 billion in its plants in Illinois. The company is also planning to get out of the on-highway truck engine business. Jonathan All has more.
Caterpillar plans to spend the money to upgrade plants in East Peoria, Decatur, Aurora, and Joliet. Doug Oberhelman is a group president for CAT. He says the upgrades are designed to increase production capacity and improve efficiency. He also says there's no guarantee the move will create more jobs.
Employment levels are going to fluctuate up, down, and in between. And over the next 2 or 3 years, it's hard to predict where we will end up. But the news is long-term, world-class, globally competitive facilities will be good news for employees, our communities, and for Caterpillar.
Oberhelman says Caterpillar will stop making engines for on-highway trucks. He says new EPA regulations that take effect in 2010 and the industry's move toward truck companies making their own engines were responsible for the move. CAT will now work with Navistar in a joint venture to produce dump trucks and similar-sized vehicles that will carry the CAT brand. I'm Jonathan All.
Steve Mailhorn has been watching a plant give off a single 20-foot leaf for the past 6 years. Now that plant is about to bloom. Mailhorn is the manager of the greenhouse at Eastern Illinois University, and he says the flower could be 10 feet tall. The Titan arum is one of the largest plants in existence. It'll give off the scent of rotting meat, in fact. Because of that, it's also called the corpse flower. Mailhorn says he's felt extra pressure to take care of the endangered plant from the island of Sumatra.
I'm bouncing off the walls, as you can imagine, and I hope I don't kill it with kindness. That's the problem with growing plants is the most frequent cause of plant death is overwatering.
The smell and size of the Titan arum aren't the only things that make the plant unusual. It's a tuber, but the roots come out the top of the tube and not the bottom. The rotting smell of the plant attracts flies that pollinate the plant. Mailhorn expects thousands of people to come and visit the Titan arum over the 5 days that it's blooming. That'll happen in a week or so. He says if they don't see it this time, they'll have to wait another 3 years before it blooms again. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30 Central. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 9:35. We go to the weather office now. Meteorologist Ted Kieser, and we're seeing more rain coming through, especially areas of northern Illinois where they need no more new rain.
They need no more new rain indeed. Some parts of northern Illinois, right around Rock Island, the Quad Cities area, right on the Iowa-Illinois border, of course, separated by the mighty Mississippi River.
It's getting mightier and mightier now.
Yeah, well, 3.5, 4.5 inches of rain fell overnight right in that area. So a lot of runoff into the river. The river had a lot of rain on it itself. So downstream from there, that's going to increase the crest even more. We've been talking about the flooding in Iowa, and I know you look some things up, and I-80 is indeed closed around the Cedar River.
Yeah, a couple